All right, here we go. Beginning of another week.
And yep.
By golly, we have gone out and hired. We have spared no expense.
That would be correct. Absolutely very little or no
expense involved. Freddie Kiger is here.
Every time I think of May 4th, I always think about that opening riff, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
What?
Tin Soldiers and Nixon's coming.
Oh, yeah.
We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
Yeah. Yep. What a great
Gotta
song.
Gotta get down to it. Soldiers are cutting us down.
Boy, I tell you what. You're letting your freak flag fly today,
aren't
you?
Correct. Although David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young, because they had, I think, Our House, Our Teacher Children was out at the time, and had a chance to hit number one, and then the events up at Kent State happened May 4th, 1970. Yeah. Man, what a tumultuous time. Wow.
You know, people don't make music about protest and about things like that anymore like they did back then.
And that happens, you know, if you start thinking about the 50s.
That was instantaneous almost. It happened. They went into the studio. They wrote the song in a flash.
Yeah.
Went into the studio, recorded it, got it out.
Yep.
It was amazing.
It was amazing and pretty much damned the chances that teacher children would hit top 10 or number 1. Yeah. But they felt strongly about it and they did it.
Do you know our house is a very, very, very fine house?
With two cats in the yard.
Life used to be so hard.
But everything is easy because of
you.
You. We're doing secret identities today.
Okay. All right.
Secret identities.
I'm ready.
All right. Everybody ready? Here we go, folks. If Peter Parker...
picked a peck of pickled peppers.
No. If Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah. And Clark Kent, of course, is...
Superman.
Then Matt Murdock is the secret identity for which superhero?
Matt Murdock.
Yes, sir. If Peter Parker is Spider-Man and Clark Kent is Superman, then Matt Murdock of Marvel comic book fame, who is he as a superhero?
I'm just going to guess. Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
All
right, Matt Murdock, when it comes to superheroes, part of the Marvel comic books.
Yep.
I'm going to say Captain America?
That's a good guess, but no.
No? I really don't know.
He was blind.
He was blind?
Yes.
I still don't know.
Daredevil. Daredevil.
I'm not even sure I'm familiar with that.
Yes,
character.
Another of Stan Lee and Bill Everett's creations for Marvel Comics.
Uh-huh.
Matt Murdock.
Right.
Was blinded by a radioactive substance which heightened his remaining senses, and he became Daredevil, the man without fear.
Blinded by the light. You fill in the next line.
I can't do it.
I'm never sure what it is. What the heck they're saying
like,
there. I'm talking about Man from Man's Version, Bruce Springsteen, of course.
Well, yeah.
Did that song.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
What's like, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Who's the boss? He'll be back in a moment.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
All right. Well, hey, listen, the answer is...
Daredevil. Yeah, so run out and see if you can... Well, look him up. Look up Daredevil on Google. Google Daredevil.
Don't be a Daredevil today, Freddie.
Google him, but ask him first if you can Google.
Be careful out there. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.